responsibility for any of the claims made.
Let's get it started in here.
And the bass keeps running, running, and running, running.
And it's time for the Kim Pagano Show on News Talk 1520, KVTA, mother of four and so much more, hair therapist and positive talk radio show host. Kim, how are you this beautiful afternoon?
I am amazing. It is so beautiful out today. I can't tell you. I think everybody is just heading again to the beach. This is so different, and I just want to remind anybody that is just tuning in right now. One, gosh, Donnie had a great show. I was listening to Billy and kind of all our friends that have been around, you know, the radio show. But if for anybody that is just tuning in right now, I want you to remind you that I was on the Monday through Friday from 8 to 9. This is the Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way, and it's all about positive talk. And I'm so excited that you are joining us here today. And I've got some friends here that we're gonna just make this day a really great day. So I want you to start your day in a positive way right here and right now on AM 1520 KVTA. I want to welcome Shannon Rojas and John Fleener. And Shannon is a realtor from Cobalt Realty, correct?
Yes. Hello, everybody.
How are you?
Great. How are
Good.
You?
Good. And John Fleener has his company, JDA Home Inspections. We're going to talk a little bit about that. How are you doing?
Doing well. Hi, everyone. Thanks for having us, Kim.
No problem. You know, it's such a market right now. I mean, either people, unfortunately, are either trying to keep their properties, correct, or trying to get great deals.
Right. There is a perfect mixture of both going on right now.
Yeah. So anyway, so I thought we would talk a little bit about that. I'm really excited to have both of you on. And I do want to give out our phone number here at 805-289-1520. We've got Tom on our board. And I gave Tom a lot of little gifts to give away out there because I love to give back. And that's what it's all about. But today we're going to be talking, we're going to start off with the Cosmopolitan. Alina, and she is our Cosmopolitan relationship coach, and we're going to find out a little bit about what is love and what kind of keeps us together and what makes us break up. Also, we're going to talk with Dr. Suzanne Coven, and it's kind of interesting. Chicken Soup for the Soul and Harvard Medical School got together, and it's kind of something that I do hear is talk about different stories. We've all got a story, and all these women and doctors have gotten together to make this intellectual advice and inspirational stories for women over 50 and men over 50, but, you know, just to really get our lives back in shape and our bodies. So I'm really excited to talk to both of them. And I always welcome all of you out there to give us a call. And if you have any questions or you want to talk to my authors or my guests here, definitely give us a call here. So at 805-289-1520. And I want to remind you that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Ilana, are you there? Hello? Ilana?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell everybody a little bit about yourself. We've got a full studio in here, and I love that when we've got so many, all this great energy in here.
Thank you so much. I am Elena E. You can find my information on my website. It's very simple, elenae.com. It's ELENAE.com. I'm a cosmopolitan relationship coach. And what I do is I help people to find love within themselves, in relationships, families, how to see what love is right for them and which people are maybe not compatible to them, and help them with the tools how to live, to love themselves and share love with others.
I love it. Isn't it true that you really have to love yourself to begin with?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Most people think that if they're not happy with themselves, then they're looking for love. But really, they can't find it unless they're really calm and in love with themselves.
Yeah, because there is only two things in life. You either love yourself, and then you're happy and you're peaceful and you're balanced, or you're calling for love. And when you're calling for love, which a lot of people can be also love addicts, they're looking for love outside of themselves. That's where a lot of problems in life starts, because you're not going to find the right relationship until you start to do the change within yourself.
And that's when problems start because you attract the wrong people, correct?
Yeah, well, you always attract everyone. It's who you keep. When you don't love yourself, you will keep people that may be not right for you, that are wounded too. And now you have two wounded people calling for love and no one loves themselves.
Okay. Yeah. So what are the two things that you describe that are love?
Well, love is the commitment and the agreement we're willing to make and keep. So if you commit to yourself that you're going to do something and you don't keep the commitment and you don't do your best to keep the commitment or change it into something better, similar that will feel good, you actually don't love yourself. And if you don't keep your commitments and agreements with someone else, you're not loving that person either. So the only way you know you love yourself or anyone else is by the commitment you're willing to make and keep.
Wow, that really makes a lot of sense. I mean, because there's a lot of people, you know, even if you walk into diet land, right? I mean, when you don't make a commitment to, you know, look good and eat well and exercise, you're showing your dislove of yourself, correct?
Yes. And when people are flaky, they don't keep their commitments, it already shows that they don't have enough love for themselves, because if they do, they will keep their word. It will be important to them because love is important.
I love where you're going with this. And if anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And I am so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way right here on my weekly show at 2 o'clock every Saturday. And our phone number here is 805-289-1520. And if you would like to be a part of my show or you have questions for me, you can always give me a call off of my hours here at 805-419-0008. And also, definitely, I want to tell you, my website is kimpaganoshow.com, and Facebook, definitely like us. That's how you hear what's going on our show here. And I am joined with Shannon Rojas and John Fleener, and we're going to be talking a little bit about real estate and home inspections. So stay with us, definitely. Right now, we're talking with Alina, and she is our cosmopolitan relationship coach. Now, what is the biggest mistake people make in relationships and commitment?
They commit to the person but not to the relationship with person, which explains, if you need three things in relationship, you need chemistry, you need communication with love, and being compatible. And a lot of people just go for the chemistry and they are not compatible, they don't communicate with love, and they bond to the person and commit to the person, but the relationship is not right for them. So it's really to commit to the relationship with the person, not to the person itself. You have to see if the relationship that you're receiving is right for you. Because if you're not compatible, you're going to be in codependent relationship. One person is zero, other one is 10. It can go back and forth, but it doesn't feel good.
Now, how do you know if you're in the right relationship?
By taking a risk. Mm-mm. And follow if the person has a trustworthy record. If you meet someone and you like them, you go on a date and you listen, you interview them, and you see if they compatible. But you got to look only for three things in relationship. If you look for 10 or 20, you might as well be single or date multiple three people. Three things that are absolutely must, that if the person doesn't have it, there is no relationship.
Ah, okay. So this is like the biggest tip. If anybody's listening out there right now, definitely take your pen and paper out. So what are the three things, the three tips?
Well, it's different for everyone else, but I break it down for most women as someone that is emotionally, mentally healthy and cherishing, maybe spirits of the same religion. So I call it like the healthy package. The second one is usually having the single in relationship, whether it's committed relationship, marriage, engagement, family, children. So you are on the same page and you're sexually and socially monogamous. The reason why I'm saying socially is because a lot of people date, but they don't call you their fiancé. They are on dating websites, you know. So social monogamy can be more painful than sexual. So sexual, social monogamy and the relationship you're looking for. And for some women, the man that has a job or is financially stable. For men, maybe the woman that is a great mother or that knows how to cook or that's vegan. I don't care what it is, but you have to create three things. If you come with the list of 50 things, then you really need to go date at least 17 people.
Wow. Okay. Go ahead.
Wow. Where do you find those 17 people?
No, I'm just saying, I've had people that come to me and they have like 76 things. And I'm like, how many people do you want a day? And they're like, one person. I said, okay, narrow it down to three things.
So you're really
looking for God.
So you're thinking that when you have such a big list that nobody's going to be able to fill that list.
No. You are looking for saints or God. No one is perfect, but it's three things that are absolutely must, without which you would not be in relationship. And if they have more, that's wonderful. But don't come with a list of 20 things. You have to take multiple people.
Wow. I mean, that's really a huge tip. I think that's very valuable. So now, how do we attract a strong relationship?
It depends what energy you want to be. It doesn't matter whether you're man or woman. Do you want to be feminine or do you want to be masculine? Do you want to be the yang or do you want to be the yang? If you want to be the feminine energy, you are open to receive, you are talking about your feelings, and you are vulnerable, patient, and passive. If you're the male energy, you are the aggressor, you are the chaser, you come from your logic and from your thinking, and you take the lead. So it depends what energy you want to be. You got to pick. Because if you want, it's always like, do you want to get paid or do you want to get late? If you want both, you have to date two people. Women usually marry for financial stability and security, that they feel safe with the person, that they cherish their feelings. Men marry more for love and, you know, sexual pleasure. So you got to pick. Do I want to really get paid by being cherished by my feelings and being provided for if I stay home and have children, like stability? Or do I want to go for sexual pleasure and sensuality? If you go for that, you're the masculine energy. And it doesn't matter whether you're man or woman. But if you want both at the same time, it's really hard. Also, men want to get respected more than cherished, the masculine energy. And women want to be first cherished, then respected. If you want both again, you have to date multiple people.
So you're saying if you date multiple people, how would you stay in one relationship?
No, I'm not saying go date multiple people. I said you have to be specific. Do you want to be the feminine energy? Do you want to be the masculine? You have to pick one energy.
Okay, and so can a man, you're saying a man can be feminine?
Yes.
And a woman could be masculine?
Oh, absolutely, because we all have both. But if you're the feminine man, you have to date masculine woman, because if a feminine man is dating feminine woman, there's two women at home and no one is at home. And they're going to argue.
Okay, I've got two men in here, and are you guys listening to this?
I am.
Okay, so what's your thought? Do you agree with what she's saying?
For the most part, yes. As I was going to ask, is there a happy medium between the masculine and the feminine
parts? Yes, there is. In work, we are all masculine, right? So in work, we are all masculine because we all have to be logical. At home, you have to pick the energy you want. Now, if you're sick or you're vulnerable, you don't feel well, you're going to be in your feminine because you're going to be in your feelings. But if you feel good and you come home and you want to have a feminine woman, you're going to be the more logical man and you're going to be in your thinking and you want to be really respected. And the feminine energy wants to be more cherished for her feelings. And she might be illogical and irrational because she's more emotional, but she's a woman. So it's to know which one you want to pick. And I teach tools how to speak to the woman's side and how to speak to the man's side.
And so that was my next question. So what are some of the tools that people can use to do to have a better relationship?
Okay, if you want to be the masculine energy and you want to date a feminine energy, never ask your woman what she thinks when she's done with work. Always ask her how she feels. Get her into her feelings, because women don't make any sense once they're done with work. They have to get into their feelings. Feminine energy. I'm not talking masculine women. So always ask your woman how she feels. How can you help her feel better? And what is it that she don't want? Don't ask her what she wants, because you're going to get 300 things and you're going to forget. Ask her what she don't want. You might remember.
You know what? That is so true, because there's a lot of times I know what I don't want, but I don't know what I want. And I think most women feel that way. Do you agree?
I agree. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, what about men? Do you guys know what you want?
Men always know what they want.
See,
so when
that's...
you talk to a man, you always ask him what he wants, what he thinks, what is his opinion, suggestion, and what can you do to help him do better. You can hear their feelings, but you don't have to nurture them like the little boy. You just tell them, honey, what is it that you want me to do to help you do better? Not feel better, but do better. Only when they sick, we talk more about their feelings. But you always ask them what they think and what they want. And you tell them what you don't want and how you feel.
Wow.
And that really brings better harmony at home, because there is one yin and there's one yang.
I love it. You're not fighting for that. So, wow, those are very simple things. Now, what can one do to enhance intimacy in your relationship?
Your complementary communication. Compliment. If you really compliment each other, you will enhance intimacy. And when you cross communication, if you have equal communication, I want, two men are at home, right? And you're going to kill the intimacy. If you have two feminine, I feel, I don't want, kill the intimacy. So cross communication. This is how I feel, honey, and I don't want this. What do you think? And what can you do to help me feel better about your decision or the man? This is what I want. This is what I think. How do you feel, honey, about it? And how can I help you to feel better to do it my way? So when you cross the communication and you give each other compliments by saying, you know, I'm lucky to be with you, isn't my wife divine? I am really lucky to be with my husband. So it's really important that people compliment each other. We put each other so much down, and then the communication is dead. The intimacy is dead. So complementary communication and cross communication, where you speak like a feminine or masculine, really enhance intimacy.
You know, as human beings, we're always evolving, and I imagine a lot of problems come to pass when people want to think they're one way and then they grow up and they become another way.
Very true. You start to grow and you feel more confidence, and then you think, oh, I can make this decision. And maybe your husband's going, well, wait, I used to always help you make that decision, correct?
Because you're switching a role, whether you thought you were more masculine, now you're evolving and becoming a more feminine woman, or vice versa. And I imagine that's why a lot of divorces might happen.
What's your thought on that? And for anybody that's just joining us right now, I'm so glad that you are here. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And we're talking to Alina E., and she is a cosmopolitan relationship coach. Really, this is really cool. I mean, it's a whole different aspect of looking at our relationships.
Yeah, my feeling is that a lot of divorces are happening lately because women don't respect their men. Then they bitch, nag, preach, teach without an appointment, and the man gets really castrated and they can't take it anymore, and they just walk away, space walked off. Or the men don't cherish women's feelings anymore, and they really want them to be very masculine and always ask them what they think, what they want, talk about their career at home, and it kills the intimacy. So it's really important to pick the energy you want.
Great advice. Go ahead. Yeah. John has a question.
Now, can the feminine and the masculine roles change mid-relationship?
Anytime. Let's say you are having a great job, and, you know, like a lot of movies start. When the woman works, she's the masculine. When the man is on a break and he doesn't work, he's the feminine. Then they switch the role. So, honey, I'm going to be feminine for 2 months. I'm staying home with the kids. You're going to be the masculine. So then you talk to your woman, to her masculine, because she's working and you're staying home with the kids. And then if it shifts, you just shift back forth. But you have to pick. If you both agree, I want to be feminine for next 2 days because I'm not feeling well, and I appreciate if you cherish my feelings and take care of me, and nurturing is masculine, and your woman agree, then she's going to ask you how you feel and what can I do to feel you better, and she's going to be taking care of you. It can change anytime as long as you both clear what you're doing. Honey, I want to be feminine for 2 days. How do you feel about it? And will it be okay with you? Okay, I'm sick, I'm feminine. You'll be the man and you take care of everything for 2 days. It's fine.
So one last question. You know, it's interesting because my husband and I both work, right? And we'll go out on a date, and he'll say, honey, where do you want to go? And I'm like, I don't know, wherever you want to take me. And he'll be like, oh, I've made decisions all day long. I don't want to make another one. Are we both masculine?
No. He's trying to pull on your masculine, and this is what you say. Honey, are you gathering data to make your own decision, or are you delegating the decision to me? And if he says he delegates the decision to you and you're comfortable with it, then you pick. But you have to come from respect. J- just because a man say that, it doesn't always mean they want to do it your way. Mm. And a good way is always to give them two choices. All right, honey, since you're delegating this decision to me, I'm comfortable to go there or there. What do you think? And then let him pick the final decision. And if he doesn't, let him find two other options. Don't ever give a man one option, because then he feels like he has not the final word to make up his mind. Man has to take the lead and ask you how you feel about it.
Very, very cool. I love talking to you. This has been really interesting. Where do we find you? And I'm going to definitely have you back, because you do a lot of energy healing, correct?
Yes, I do.
And I would love to talk to you about that and continue talking to you about relationships, because I think that is our biggest struggle. So many people are married, and they are happily married till something hits, and you never, sometimes it's something that you don't even really, like, that you're not even thinking you would ever argue about, and it becomes this huge thing. So I think it's very logical what you've discussed. So where do we find you?
You can go on my website, elenae.com. That's E-L-E-N-A-E.com, elenae.com. And I do a lot of sessions over the phone and Skype. I teach seminars. My two books are coming out, Yin and Yang, How to Be Feminine, How to Be Masculine. Also some recorded CDs. And I do stay in Los Angeles, but go a lot to the East Coast, to New York and Europe for clients.
All right. I love it. I'm definitely going to have you back. Thank you so much for being my guest.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure.
You got it. All right. And if for anybody that is just joining us right now, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to talk to Shannon and John. We're going to talk a little bit about real estate, a little bit about taking care of your homes. And we've got a great show for you. So I know, Tom, I've got some giveaways. Do you want to tell everybody what they are?
You can win tickets to the Roxy Movie Theater. That is in Camarillo. Very nice place to go see a flick. We have a pair of tickets for that. We also have lunch for two. How about a meal pass at the soup
plantation?
That's the place. And we also have another fabulous gift, and that'll be with our guests coming up here in just a moment. So take a pick from the soup plantation or for the pair of tickets to go to the Roxy Movie Theater. That's the Plaza Stadium 14.
All right, and the phone number? Go.
289-1520 to KVTA. 289-1520 to KVTA.
When I was young, it seemed that life was so wonderful. A miracle. Oh, it was beautiful, magical. And all the birds in the trees.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
It's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. Mention KKZZ and you'll receive a color upgrade at no additional charge. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at 653-0791 or email us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
And now let's get back to the Kim Pagano Show. Kim, we have guests in studio. This is fantastic.
Yes, we do. And good luck to all those, well, congratulations to all the winners that called in. And we do have a couple more things to give away because I love to give back here. I do want to do a little shout out to some of my partners out there and Coffee News. If you get one of their papers, newspapers at any restaurant, you'll find it out there. Also, Parent Click, it's a great website for all of our parents out there to find out what's going on in our Ventura County, and actually they're nationwide, so another one. Also, I want to do a little shout out to Successful Salon Services. I know they're listening right now, and you know I am a hair therapist, and I love to use the best supplies and everything. So I would love to, I do hair over in Westlake, and I'd love to get to know you because it's all about looking good, feeling good, and doing good. So today I have Shannon Rojas and John Fleener in our studio here, and we're going to talk a little bit about real estate and also inspection, because you really have to have your house kind of in order once if you're buying it, because things, you know, you kind of put a budget together, and then you know, if you're not checking it and making sure where you're going with it, definitely things will crawl up, and that will definitely take you in the wrong direction you don't want to go. So let's talk with Shannon and John, and I want to open up our phone lines here at 805-289-1520 if anybody is in the market right now and has a question, you know, in regards to real estate. So how can someone that is selling their home get the most money out of it?
Well, when I meet with my clients that are ready to sell, I meet with them at their home, and we walk through room by room, area by area, and I give them a staging consultation. So if they take my advice and we figure out a plan, if they're able to make those changes that I suggest, they're going to get the most money out of their home.
And is it like they need to get rid of all their clutter? I mean, that's a big thing. When we were looking for homes, it's surprising that people don't clean out their closets. And, you know, I mean, it definitely, you need to stage it if you're, it's about a business. That's your business for that time, correct?
Right. Not only is it's still your home, but it is your investment and your business. So, yes, if you want somebody to purchase your home, please declutter. You want home buyers to go into your home and ultimately open their wallets. They're not going to open their wallets if all they see is bills and mail all over the counters and tons of family photos everywhere.
Oh, so, well, I heard the biggest thing is they want to be able to envision themselves living there, correct?
Exactly, Kim. You want them to walk into this home, have kind of a blank canvas where they're already picturing their furniture and their family photos on the wall.
And I think that's a big thing. Now, John, you were telling us about pre-sale home inspection at the break. What is that about?
Yeah, there's a couple different kinds of home inspections that you do throughout the process of buying or selling a home. One's a buyer's inspection, and the other is a pre-sale inspection. And the pre-sale inspection, let's say you wanted to sell your home, Kim, and you wanted to get top dollar for your home. You'd want to get a pre-sale inspection, because what that is it's a home inspection that you do before you sell your home as the home seller. So you're going in and you're trying to sell your home. You get the home inspection, which gives you the upper hand on negotiating.
So, John, you actually go through, do they tell you what they think needs to happen, or you actually walk in and you can find everything that's wrong because you have your list of what is the top priorities?
Yeah, as a professional home inspector, whether it's a buyer's or a seller's home inspection, they both get the same inspection walkthrough that I offer. And that is the walkthrough that I do as a professional, and I can point out and find different possible deficiencies.
So for anybody out there, what is a home inspector?
A home inspector is a person that comes into your home and inspects your home or a home that you want to buy to ensure that all of the parts of the home are in working order, and if there's any deficiencies, they'll point out the deficiencies so you're aware of them.
So do you like lift up windows and open doors to make sure they open and close correctly?
Absolutely. Home inspections are a non-invasive inspection, so we don't go ripping into walls or anything, but anything we can see, pull on, prod, pry, we go ahead and take a look at that and make sure that it's all in working order.
And Shannon, what do you think of doing, you know, home inspections before selling or buying?
Well, I think they're both a great idea, but I want to, you know, hit on the sellers doing a home inspection because this is kind of a novel concept. You don't see it very often. When you sell your home, 99% of the time, the person buying it is going to get a home inspection. So when they get that home inspection, they're going to have a list of repair items. They're going to give your agent what's called a request for repairs. It's going to be a long list of things that the home inspector had found. They can either suggest that you do it at the close of escrow, meaning you're scrambling around, you have 10 days to get all these things done, you're stressed out, or they can hit you up for thousands of dollars. And you don't want to have to start over the whole escrow process. So if you get an inspection before, you can take care of those little issues and not have them come up at the end, ultimately saving you thousands of dollars.
So do you hire, as a realtor, is it best for you as the seller to hire a home inspection or the buyer, you know, or the owner of the home?
Well, the owner of the home would need to do the inspection because they are the ones that are going to get the list generated and decide what changes, if any, that they're going to want to do.
So I think that's really important. Now, where are you located, John?
I'm located out of Camarillo. I serve the Ventura County, Santa Barbara County, and Northern LA County areas.
Oh, so you're like all over.
Oh, yeah, I'm running around all the time.
Wow, okay, so that's good. So now, what are some of the tips that you can give our listeners today when it comes to selling their homes for top dollar?
Well, like we spoke about earlier, declutter. That's huge. Also, how much is a can of paint? About $50. A can of paint can go a long way making things look fresh, bright, and clean. And another thing is air freshener. When I am taking my clients through homes and they're saying, oh, the home with the pool or the home with the nice yard, you don't want to be, oh, the home that stunk like the dog.
That's a big thing, huh?
And I also like to point out the air freshener thing. Apple pie, there was a study done. If you have an apple pie, like cinnamon apple scented air freshener, it will sell your home over someone else's home that doesn't have that. People feel comfortable, and that's what it's all about.
And now what about, like, chocolate chip cookies?
The study said apple pie was the number one seller.
So really, there's actually a study out that says that.
There's a study about everything.
I know. I love that. All right. And I just want to remind anybody that is just joining us right now that you are listening to AM 1520 KVTA, and you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad that you are here with us, starting your day in a positive way. And for any of my friends that I had a couple callers that just called up that, you know, used to listen to me on 1400 KKZZ. And I know we're streaming both ways right now, right? So you can still hear us there, but every Saturday at 2:00. And so I'm so glad that, you know, you're letting me join your weekend with you. So John, what are some of the common issues that you find during your inspections?
Some of the common issues, everyone thinks that, well, not everyone, but a lot of people think that the house they live in is the perfect house and there's no problems with it.
My house is the best and exactly. There's nothing wrong. Why? You know, it's interesting when we were trying to sell our house, and I don't know if it's a good idea that you stay there when people are walking through because you hear, you know, these crazy things like, oh, my God, were they ever going to take the, you know, and so you have to be really diplomatic to be able to be there, right, because they do say, you know.
Correct. And again, no house is perfect. I've yet to be in a house that got a clean bill of health 100% of the way. There are some great houses, there's some poor houses, and there's the average house out there as well. But some of the things that are common issues that I find during the inspections that are fairly easy fixes are, for instance, rain gutters. You want to make sure that your rain gutters don't have a lot of debris in them because that can cause a water intrusion issue, and it can be brought up later in the
sale. That's so funny. In the summer, you would never think about something like that, but that's something that you need to, you know, to look at.
Right. Some other things to look at are your electrical. All your face plates, are they attached? Are they secured? Do you have any exposed wires? Those are some of the common issues that are found inside of houses.
So sometimes when you think that, oh, I know how to turn that on, and you just got to put those two things together, right? Because I do have a contractor at my house, and it's interesting. There's some things that I think, really, honey, what if we had to do this? You have to fix all those in order to sell it.
Yes, all of the things Johnny's talking about are little things, but to a first-time home buyer that's never owned a home, if they get a home inspection report and it's a mile long with tons of little dumb things
that are
easily fixed,
to make them go away, right?
They could run away to the hills scared to death. So if you are able to know and pinpoint what those things are and fix them beforehand, it's going to be a lot smoother transaction.
Yeah, and I'm a first-time home buyer-friendly inspector through InterNACHI. And I find that when I do have first-time home buyers, that walking them around the house during the inspection, pointing out things and giving them my general opinion of what's going on seems to calm them down a little bit. But yes, the inspection report can be a little bit of a deterrent to them.
And not all home inspectors are created equal, and some are not first-time home buyer friendly, and they can scare the clients.
So that's something different than other home inspectors, right?
Yes,
it is. So explain that. What is that exactly?
The first-time home buyer-friendly inspectors, they make sure that the first-time home buyer understands what the problems are. They go through the whole list with them. I'm available 24 hours a day by phone call after the report's generated and sent out. So if they have any issues or concerns, they're more than happy to call me, and they feel free to call me as well.
Okay, well, great. So, John, give out your phone number and your website so people can find you.
Sure. My phone number is 805-419-0043. That's 805-419-0043. And my website is jdahomeinspection.com. Again, that's jdahomeinspection.com.
Okay, and I know you brought some gift certificates here today.
I did.
So maybe what we'll do is we'll open up our lines and maybe take caller number 10 and what is it exactly that you gave?
I gave $100 off of an inspection.
Wow. Okay. Yes. That's great. So if anybody out there, now is this only for somebody selling their house, or this is just anybody that needs somebody to come in and, right? Tell us.
Yeah, that's for anybody, whether you're selling your house, buying your house, or you need a yearly maintenance inspection, a yearly checkup maintenance inspection, that coupon's good for all inspections.
So it's just a coupon. And now can we say how much they are, or does it depend, or how does that work?
You know, home inspections, they vary in price by inspector, by size of the home. I can tell you that I'm one of the best prices in town for a certified home inspector. My prices between 1,000 and 1,500 square feet start at $249, and they go up about $16 every 100 feet from there.
Oh, okay. So $100 off of $249, correct?
Yeah.
I mean, somewhere in there is what we're giving away right now.
Yep.
All right, so our phone number here is 805-289-1520, and we'll take caller number 10 for that. Also, Shannon, give out your phone number and tell everybody where to find you.
Well, again, Shannon Rojas Fleener. My number is 805-889-4900. 805-889-4900.
And where's your location?
I have offices in Ventura, Camarillo, and Oxnard, so I service that whole area. I also can go to the Valley and Santa Barbara.
Okay, great. And also now, is there a specialty that you specialize in?
I specialize in all your real estate needs, from buying, selling, or wanting to purchase investment properties. We have a whole investment side of the company. Also, if you're a distressed homeowner, I do a lot of work with those type of properties as well. If you have any questions about real estate at all, please feel free to give me a call at any time.
Okay. Okay, great. And give out your phone number one more time.
Sure. It's 805-889-4900.
Okay, great. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and we're going to take a really quick break. Stay with us, because when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Suzanne Coven, and she is a doctor over at Harvard Medical School. And it's interesting, she actually, the Harvard Medical School and Chicken Soup for the Soul, have you guys read Chicken Soup for the Soul? They have it for like everything, chicken soup for the teens, chicken soup, but it's all a conglomeration of stories, of different inspirational stories, and that's something that I love talking about. What is your story out there? But we're going to talk about Say Hello to a Body, a Better Body, weight loss fitness for women over 50, and she said she actually helps men too, so we'll talk a little bit about that. Stay with us. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
Mm-hmm. Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollars. Mention KKZZ and you'll receive a color upgrade at no additional charge. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at 653-0791 or email us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
Hello, it's Kim Pagano here, and I only use the best when it comes to real estate. I'd like to introduce you to Shannon Rojas. She is the best.
Hello, I'm Shannon Rojas, and whether you're looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate, I can help you with all of your needs. Give me a call at 805-889-4900, 805-889-4900. I look forward to hearing from you.
It's Kim, and I want to share someone with you, My Mechanic. With over 30 years of experience, you can be sure that your car will always be handled with the latest diagnostic equipment. Everything that needs to be done to your car will be explained in layman's terms.
Hi, I'm Jerry Schaffner, owner of JBS Auto Services. We specialize in gas, diesel, domestic, foreign, street rod, heavy-duty trucks, and motorhomes. Give us a call so we can take care of all your automotive problems. We are located right off the 118 in Simi Valley. Give us a call, 805-522-3923. Again, that number is 805-522-3923.
Hey everyone, it's Kim Pagano. I only recommend the best to my listeners. The best home inspector is John Fleener with JDA Home Inspection.
John Fleener here with JDA Home Inspection. If you're looking for a high-quality, low-cost inspection, give me a call at 805-419-0043. That's 805-419-0043 for all your home inspection needs.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, and congratulations. Tom, who was our winner?
And it looks like our winner was Mari out of Ojai. She is the winner, and Mari is going to get the certificate for the $100 off of the inspection.
Very, very good. All right. Well, and I thank both of you for being here and, you know, for being our guests here. You know, we talk about so many things on my show. We talk about pretty much everything that adds value to your life, trying to make our life a little simpler, a little better. And if there's something that you would love to hear, give me a call. I'd love to talk with you. Or if you would love to be a part of my show, 805-419-0008. And for anybody that is going, oh, that voice sounds familiar, I am the Kim Pagano that was on AM 1400 every morning, starting your day in a positive way. And now I'm just checking in with you on the weekends now. And so our next guest is going to be Dr. Suzanne Coven of Harvard Medical School. And her book is Chicken Soup for the Soul, which is another inspiring story with a medical advice for healthy you. And her book is named Say Hello to a Better Body, Weight Loss, Fitness for Over 50. And Suzanne, are you there?
I am indeed.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Well, this is such a needed topic right now. We're in the start of summer, right, officially now. And, you know, so many of us, I mean, I do my part of walking now that I don't have my morning show. I'm walking more, which is amazing. But there's so much more that we could do for our bodies. And, you know, it seems I was kind of looking through your book here, and you say that it's a perfect time to start.
That's right. And some people may find that surprising because, you know, there are definitely, especially for women over 50, to whom this book is primarily targeted, there are some challenges that come with this age when menopause comes around. A lot of my patients tell me they wake up one day and they gain 10 pounds and it's all in their waist and they don't know where it came from. Even women who never had a weight problem before And there's other challenges, too. Our joints may be achier, and we may have some disturbed sleep and be more tired. And there are definitely some challenges. But that's the negative. The positive, I think, outweighs it. And that's that we kind of have a different perspective at this age. We're a lot smarter than we were when we were doing the old, 10 days to thinner thighs routine. We have a much more sort of broader perspective and different kinds of priorities. We're much more interested in health and longevity and quality of life than we are in fitting into a particular size of jeans. And my experience with patients is that, getting into a dress for a particular event or weighing a certain number, we think they're motivating, but they're really not very motivating. But feeling great and being sort of in maximum function, maximum quality of life for the rest of your life really are much, much more meaningful.
You know, I really believe and agree with you that things start to not be as important, to have those high shoes. It's now I'm like, and I love high shoes, but I'm like, are they comfortable? Because that's number one, And being that really tiny size, I want to make sure that we're healthy and that, my body doesn't ache, that kind of stuff. So I really agree that, your mindset starts to change.
The other thing is that for many of us, we may have had the same tapes playing in our heads for decades and decades. And, I'm going to start on Monday morning, and this time it's going to be different, and I'm not going to cheat, and, I need to lose this many pounds, and I'm never going to eat sugar again, and all these kinds of things. And then, I think this is a kind of reflective time in our lives when we start to assess what's working for me in terms of my relationships and my job and all kinds of things. And I think if we look back at all of the hours and hours we have spent playing the tapes I've just mentioned, I think that, we can say that these things have not served us very well. And maybe it's time for a different way of thinking.
Wow, okay. And so you're basically saying that this is a turning point in our bodies, correct? Like the next chapter of our life.
Yes, and it, in terms of human history, it's relatively new. 100 years ago, the average life expectancy was about 50. You were considered middle-aged when you were in your 30s. And nowadays, a woman easily can expect to spend a third of her life in menopause. So, the idea of spending those 30 or more years not feeling well, not feeling energetic, not being able to do the things we really want to do is very unappealing. And the good news is that the research shows that if you maintain a normal body weight, not a skinny body weight, but a normal body weight, and if you keep moving and if you eat well, you can do a lot to reverse the effects of aging.
My youngest daughter came in with amazement. She's taking psychology right now, and she goes, "Mom," she goes, "did you know that if you can start being healthy at a younger age, you can maintain it for longer?" It's that people so many times, right when they get sick, is when they start to want to change their life. And so that's why I thought it would be so important for people to really listen to what we're talking about here. And really, that's something I talk about on my show, is just really taking care of our bodies, honoring who we are, the vehicle that we're in. I'm a hair therapist, and so I always look at people and the gift that they've already been given, their bodies, their transportation, their hair, their skin. Everybody's always trying to fix themselves instead of honor who they are. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really kind of what you're talking about. Now, what happens when people have, because it's funny, this weekend I woke up seriously never having, my parents both have had backaches. I've never had, and I did something, and I'm thinking, how could I have possibly done that? So, people with aching backs, hips, knees, what are some of the things that we should be more careful about when exercising?
Mm-hmm. Well, the first thing to realize is that you, particularly at an older age, you have to start slow. When we were younger and we resolved to get in shape, we would just go from 0 to 60 and we'd start running. I did that myself about 5 years ago, and I ended up with knee surgery after the first literally after the first quarter mile. So in terms of our heart health and in terms of our joint health, you got to go slow at the beginning. And it's not a bad idea if you haven't had a physical for a while to check in with your doctor and make sure that you're fit to exercise. But the thing is that you may not even have to advance beyond that slow start. I can tell you about any number of patients I've treated who the only form of exercise they use for substantial weight loss and weight maintenance is walking. There's nothing wrong with walking. You just need to be consistent about it.
Right, and not try to do, you know, a mile or 2 miles. You want to start out easy, correct?
Yes, and of the stories contributed by women for my book, and these are all women over 50 who lost weight, have kept it off, and have gotten fit, a lot of them literally couldn't walk around the block when they started. And so they just started trying to walk around the block, and then once they could achieve that, they moved to the next step and the next step, and they worked up to for weight loss. It probably, you know, people don't want to hear this, but realistically, you're talking about an hour a day. For weight maintenance, a half hour a day.
Right. You know, that is so encouraging. And really, that's the encouragement that I want to give my listeners out there, men, women, children, anybody, that if you do something and you just start by doing it, whatever it is, little by little by little, it turns into, I mean, it gets your endorphins going. You just feel so much better. And that's kind of what I talk about here, positive talk. It's all about just starting to make your day better.
Mm-hmm. And you know, Monday never comes. Everyone says, I'm going to start Monday. If you have the desire to do something, why not start that day? It doesn't have to be on a Monday.
That's so true. And you know what? It's really, time is of the essence. Start today. I mean, really make a difference. And, you know, and I have something that I'm going to leave all my listeners with, and I want them to just, you know, something that I've been working on. But it's a simple list for a simpler life. And if anybody is interested in receiving that, I would love you to email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. And if you email me, I will send you this list. And I just think that it's just some things we already know, but it's so important to be checking in with our lives. So for anybody that is just joining us right now, we're talking to Dr. Suzanne Coven. Doctor, tell us a little bit about who you are and why you wrote this book.
Well, I'm a primary care internist at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston, and I teach at Harvard Medical School. I also write a column for the Boston Globe, so I'm a writer as well as a doctor. And I was approached with a very intriguing proposition, which was a joint venture of the popular Chicken Soup for the Soul series and Harvard Medical School. And the idea was that storytelling can be very powerful in healing, and that if you had a doctor offering medical information alongside stories contributed by just regular people, that could be a very powerful combination, and it really was.
And, you know, I so believe that. I believe that everybody has a story, and, you know, and I'm so interested to hear everybody's stories. It's once we all have these transportations that we're going around, and, you know, you're a doctor, I'm a hair therapist, we have a realtor, we have a inspector. Who really are we? That's just what we do for our living. Correct, but who are we and how did we get here? And to me, that's the interesting part. Where do we find your book?
You can find it anywhere on Amazon. It's available on Kindle and other e-readers, Barnes & Noble, bookstores, drugstores, just about anywhere.
You know, Dr. Susan Coven, I would love to have you back because we didn't even really get into so many things of it, and my show's almost over, I'm telling you. But, you know, just one, obviously, how to get started, how to stop negative thinking. Those are some of the things that stop us from moving ahead in our lives. So I would love to have you back and talk further.
I would love to come back.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, and we'll set that up and get you back on.
Awesome.
All right, you got it. You have a really great weekend.
You too. Bye.
All right, thanks. Gosh, Tom, we are at almost the end of our show here.
Yes, we are, and we gave away a lot of prizes today, so a good show, great guests.
Yeah, so you know what I want to do is, of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and I want to Shannon, to you to give out your information one more time so people can get in touch with you.
Sure, call me, all your real estate needs, 805-889-4900.
Okay, and John, can you give out yours?
Sure, for low-cost, high-quality inspections, call John Fleener at JDA Home Inspection, 805-419-0043, jdahomeinspection.com.
Okay, great. Well, some really great information. And like I said again, I have a list of things to make your life simpler. And so if you want to get that, just email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. And I would love to do that. Also, if you would like to receive my mommy moment for the days that I'm not on, you know, through the week, definitely email me again at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Of course, I always end all of my shows with a mommy moment. And today's is give it all you've got because you never know if there's going to be a next time. And, you know, I mean, really, life is so precious. Every single day, we need to do our best. And like we were talking about, is today is the time to start. So whatever it is, you know, start. And that's kind of where, you know, my simpler life is just to enjoy things that are going on. And sometimes we forget to smell the roses and to enjoy life. So with that, you have been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I invite you back again on next Saturday. And also tune in on my website at kimpaganoshow.com so you can hear my past shows on there. So with that, and definitely Facebook us and like us so I can keep in touch with you. You've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and I'll talk to you next week.
News Talk 1520.
Why can't I hear a word?
KVTA, Fort Wainini.
Oh!
The following is a paid program. Gold Coast Broadcasting is not responsible for its content.